Welcome to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana.
Watford for the win! Yes! Yes! Unbelievable!
Your daily home for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Welcome to Indiana basketball.
Smart takes the shot! And the Hoosiers with 3 seconds. Go ahead.
Indiana wins the championship. Keith Smart is the hero.
When my time on earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my
Now here's your host, Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana. What I feel is the pinnacle, the absolute pinnacle of all of college basketball.
Hello, welcome in. Tuesday edition of the program, live and underway here on the Big X Sports Radio. Glad to be back with you. Special thanks to Lee Kelly for holding the fort down on Monday and hosting the program. And thanks to all of you that are with us, hopefully each and every day, for this show about IU basketball, IU football, and happenings in sports here in Southern Indiana. Lee got the opportunity yesterday hosting the show to announce our first ever Athlete of the Week here on the Big X Sports Radio, and weekly award that's going to be announced every Monday that is presented by Sardano's Pizza Parlor in Sellersburg. So I wanted to start there again. We are very pleased to add this to our program on Mondays, very pleased to add this to our station to recognize a top performer in high school athletics, and we plan to do this all the way through the end of the school year. So we'll not only go through basketball season, but we'll go through the spring sports season as well. Our first winner announced yesterday, a sophomore from New Albany, Keandre Winford. He had 111 yards passing, 119 yards rushing, led New Albany to a 26-6 season opening victory over Evansville Harrison on Friday night. He's just a sophomore, I mentioned that, and he's got a bright, bright career ahead of him. There are a number of young players on that New Albany football team that have some bright futures, and he's our first ever Big X Sports Radio Athlete of the Week presented by Sardano's Pizza Parlor in Sellersburg. So just so you know, the Athlete of the Week, it's announced on Mondays. There'll be a promotional commercial that you'll hear throughout the week that highlights Keandre Winford and his accomplishments from Friday night's game. You'll also see some things on social media congratulating and recognizing the winners each week on the award. So we try to do something special for him with a lot of recognition, a lot of attention on the internet and beyond, or I should say on the radio and beyond. And also, in addition to that, Sardano's, who sponsors this award, gives the winner a free 14-inch pizza. And if you've ever had Sardano's, I think it's some of the best we have here in our Southern Indiana area. So congratulations to Keandre Winford, the Big X Sports Radio Athlete of the Week, presented by Sardano's Pizza Parlor in Sellersburg. He had a big night against Evansville Harrison. We'll see what he can do this Friday as New Albany hits the road and will play down at Castle, not far from Evansville as well. Let's take a look at the guest lineup today, a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Segment one, Hoosier Headlines, a summary of the day's top IU and Southern Indiana sports news. A lot of things to get to today. The schedule came out Friday, literally just as we were wrapping up the show. Like, as I went off the air, I had an email from IU with the schedule officially released and set for the 2019-2020 season. We'll obviously talk some about that and break it down now that we have the schedule and obviously some time until the season begins. But right after the schedule, and that's why the release of the schedule is so big, the Big Ten schedule, the IU schedule, then you get the roster for next season. And you think, what's so important about seeing the roster? Well, I always enjoy looking to see, A, are there any late surprises? Did anybody depart the program? Maybe that Indiana wasn't going to announce weight gains, you know, strength gains by players you can take a look at in the roster as well. So we'll take a look at the roster in the headlines segment coming up. Also a note on Jordan Geronimo, who will be visiting IU, an official visit this weekend. He had a number of stops, unofficial visits this past weekend. We'll talk about that. Pretty cool as well to follow over the weekend, Victor Oladipo and so many former IU players back on campus for the Victor Oladipo Fantasy Camp that Adidas and some others were involved in. We'll talk about that as well. And a new tradition for IU basketball alumni and players that we'll talk about as well. Also, Archie Miller is on the road tonight, not recruiting right now, but he is going to be speaking down in Evansville, and it's free. So if you're interested in a drive to Evansville tonight, you'll be able to hear Archie Miller speak for free. We'll give you all the details coming up in the headlines. Later in the program, Greg Doyle of the Indianapolis Star is my guest. Our segment with Greg each week is presented by Coffee Crossing and, of course, their newest location located in Sellersburg. With Greg, we'll talk IU announcing Michael Penix as its starting quarterback, at least for the Ball State game. We'll talk the start of college basketball. We'll talk the IU basketball schedule and roster for this upcoming season now that some of those things are being made official. And also, Greg has been hard at work covering the surprise retirement of Andrew Luck. So we will talk about that some with Greg when he joins us, presented by Coffee Crossing, coming up in the next segment. Then it's Mike Pegram of Pegs.com. Mike will be with us to help get ready for Ball State, IU's opening football opponent on Saturday. We'll talk about the quarterback race, which is now set, with Penix being announced yesterday in Tom Allen's weekly press conference. As everybody expected, we'd find out at the latest on Monday of game week, and that's how it all played out yesterday. We'll talk about that decision and Mike's thoughts on that, and then, of course, basketball and basketball recruiting as well, now that the schedule's out, now that the roster's out, getting ready for the visit season. Jordan Geronimo first up with an official visit this week. And also, speaking of Jordan Geronimo, going to have his high school coach with us later this week as well. So excited to learn more about him. He's not a local player, not from the state of Indiana, and really not terribly well known because he's such a rising player, given how his summer went in June and July playing in front of Division I coaches, that his stock has completely risen to another level than what it was during the last high school season. So look forward to learning more about him and his game and who he is and where his recruitment stands heading into the visit with IU. We'll do that later in the week with his high school coach. So that's what we have on tap today. The guest lineup, a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Don't forget you can mention the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison, and you'll receive $1 off your box lunch at Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Let's jump into our headlines, a summary of the day's top IU and Southern Indiana sports news, the Hoosier headlines. And we'll start with the roster coming out. Just a couple interesting things, and Alex Bozich of Inside the Hall has a great summary of the roster from last year to this year. New heights, new weights, new things on each player. You can kind of compare and contrast. But a couple things that stood out to me, obviously the freshman, Trace Jackson Davis, officially listed at 6'9" and 245 pounds. He'll wear number 4 for his freshman year. Freshman guard Armand Franklin, he is listed at 6'4" and 195 pounds. He will wear number 2. Also a newcomer, Joey Brunk. He was 230 pounds on Butler's roster last season. He's listed at 245 pounds on IU's roster to start this season. That's the interesting stuff. 15 pounds, and you see all the videos and the pictures of him, especially he was the off-season player, or what they call him, weight room champion of the summer. So obviously he it's not just an award. They gave him like a wrestling belt to take a picture with, at least as the champion. It wasn't just an award. He clearly made some gains with his body and his weight and his strength. Those all tie in together, up 15 pounds from last season as Joey Brunk. So that was one of the most interesting things when the roster came out. But also, you know, V.J. Blackman had entered the transfer portal, the NCAA portal, but decided it was said to come back to Indiana for his next season. He was not listed on the roster, and shortly after he was not listed, IU put out that he had accepted a scholarship to Lindenwood University and is going to be a graduate transfer at Lindenwood, which is a Division II basketball program. So V.J. Blackman, not on the IU roster for this upcoming season. There was a rumor that he might depart earlier in the spring when he entered the portal, obviously. That tells you he's at least looking and exploring some other options. But now that the roster's out, he's not on it. Obviously, he's not coming back to Indiana, and Lindenwood University will be his destination for next year. Walk-ons for this year, I think this has previously been reported. I think we've mentioned these on the show. Nathan Childress from Zionsville, he's a freshman, and Cooper Bybee from Elliottsville. I think he played at Edgewood, if I'm not mistaken. He will be a junior for this season. Bybee, after high school, went to Olney Central College, now coming back to the Bloomington area, and will be a walk-on for Indiana as well. Just a couple other notes. Rob Finnessy, 190 pounds on the roster. That would put him up 8 pounds from last season. Demezi Anderson, who might be in the mix for more playing time this season, he's at 225 pounds, up from 215, so a 10-pound gain for him. Race Thompson, a redshirt, up 7 pounds from last season. Justin Smith up 3 pounds. Jerome Hunter missed all of last season with a leg issue. He's listed as a redshirt freshman, as expected, on the roster. So just a couple notes about the roster as far as players go. Also, as the roster released, a couple notes on some staff changes. And again, nothing major like an assistant coach or anything like that. We learned about Mike Roberts coming to the program to fill that last assistant coaching spot last week. But Johnny Jaeger, last year he was on the team. He's going to be a graduate manager this year. Drew Gladstone, who had previously been a graduate manager, is now has a title of team and recruitment analyst for the IU men's basketball program. And two new additions to the staff as far as new names. Jack Westerfield, a graduate manager. He also played for Archie Miller at Dayton. And Steven Surface, who it looks like was an intern, an administrative intern for a couple years with the program, is now being listed as the senior staff assistant. So a number of changes, nothing major with the roster, no major shocks or surprises, but I do think some very positive news on the gains by some players. And obviously it's interesting to know some of the behind the scenes workings and who does what for the program. And we learned that with some new staff members and some guys being moved around in that capacity as well. Guys that we probably will never talk about again, but are all behind the scenes, very active in recruiting, very active in running the team camps and the Archie Miller camps and doing some of the things that each college basketball program has to do. And IU does it at a high level. So interesting stuff. The roster's out, the schedule's out. What's next? We know the conference schedule, I guess Hoosier Hysteria and the big fall visits, some official visits that we know about, perhaps others are possible. Hoosier Hysteria will be a huge recruiting night, we think, as always, for in-state players, even some of the young players in our state, younger than what we may even talk about on a regular basis right now. So we're getting closer. It's late August, about to be September 1st. Preseason stuff will become more regular here later this month. We are, again, still a bit away, we'll say that. I think I saw John Rothstein say yesterday, 10 weeks from yesterday, we'll have some college basketball on television to watch some early season stuff. But we're getting there. Some of the things that have to happen to get us where we all want to go are beginning to happen with schedules and rosters and preseason events and those sorts of things. And, again, a big fall time. A lot of recruiting coming up because of all of the official visits that are set and even more that could be set coming up here as well. Speaking of visits, Jordan Geronimo, he'll be at Indiana this weekend for an official visit. He's a 6'6 wing player that had an absolute huge, huge summer and is considered one of the biggest stock risers in the country. He had unofficial visits this weekend. He was busy. Virginia, Penn State, and West Virginia he took in over the weekend, all three of those unofficial visits. Also on the IU campus this weekend, the Victor Oladipo Fantasy Camp, and a lot of IU players, former players coming back to be involved in the camp. Calbert Cheney was there, Brian Evans was there, other players as well. What do you know, Victor Oladipo's team that he coached in the Fantasy Camp brought home the championship in the tournament they had on the final day. Lots of pictures of Victor Oladipo, Archie Miller, with players, with campers. A good weekend, it looked like, for anybody that wanted to maybe relive their basketball career or get a small taste for a weekend what it would be like to be an IU basketball player. And IU tweeting out a pretty neat video. They called it a new IUBB tradition, an alumni signature wall. Victor Oladipo and Calbert Cheney, the first two alumni to sign the wall. I'm sure that'll be something to follow and check out as more and more alumni make their way back to Bloomington over the course of the season and have the opportunity to sign the wall. Also, Archie Miller speaks tonight. It's the Shoulders Family Commons, which is inside of Evansville Harrison High School. 6 o'clock Evansville time. Doors open at 5:30 Evansville time. It's free and open to the public. You can hear Archie Miller speak. I'm sure he'll talk about the upcoming team. I'm hoping that we can get some audio from some of the things he has to say tonight on our program tomorrow. But it's the first speaking engagement publicly and really with the media basically as well since he visited Huber's back in late May. That's a look at the headlines for this Tuesday edition of the program. We'll head to a commercial break. Greg Doyle of the Indianapolis Star joins us next, presented by Coffee Crossing. This is the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this one for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach. You got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
Back with you on this Tuesday program, Greg Doyle of the Indianapolis Star, always with us Tuesdays, presented by Coffee Crossing. Don't forget, you can get all of your favorite Coffee Crossing drinks blended or over ice. And Greg, I don't know, I'm such a basketball homer. I don't know if I'm more excited that college football, in a very small way, returned this past weekend, and we're getting ready for the big kickoff week, the big opening week this weekend, to see IU and all the local teams and some of the great games on a national level as well take place. Or if I'm more excited to talk about and pay attention to basketball schedules being released, Hoosier Hysteria date being set, the IU roster officially coming out with all the heights and weights and details for next season. It's that time of year where football is here, basketball is gearing up, still a little ways away, but man, there's so much fun ahead over these next few months.
Well, if you were in Alabama and you were to ask me that or say that, you'd be kind of weird. Like, there's no question in Alabama what you ought to be excited about.
Absolutely.
But in our state, yeah, here we are in Indiana. Yeah, you're allowed and you're supposed to be equally ramped about both. And normally you'd be more excited about the basketball stuff coming around the corner. And, you know, football, hey, football's almost here. Which means we're almost done with it, so we can do the basketball thing. But this year, the football season all over the state, every school, including Ball State, could be better than normal.
Absolutely. Greg Doyle, Indianapolis Star, presented by Coffee Crossing. I want to start with something we don't talk a lot about, and that's the Colts. And I know that's where you've spent a lot of your time recently.
Can't imagine. Yeah, I can't imagine what the topic might be.
There are all sorts of opinions about this Andrew Luck retirement, and now with social media, everybody gets their opportunity to chime in. I'm curious what you make of this whole situation, and were you just utterly, completely shocked when this announcement broke, this news broke over the weekend?
Oh, utterly, completely shocked when the Adam Schefter tweet broke. It was 9:30. It was the fourth quarter. I'd written most of a column already, pretty much all of it, on Chad Kelly and how good I think he might be, my opinion on him. And so I was in no mood at 9:30 on deadline for the biggest story that I've seen since I got here. I was in no mood for that to happen at 9:30, so I believed what I wanted to believe, which is that's a fake account. And then it turns out, no, that's really Schefter. And then I truly believed, but again, you believe what you hope. I hoped and believed that he'd been hacked, and he's going to tell Schefter was going to send a tweet out, I'm sorry for that, guys, I got hacked. But then when the NFL Network, I think it was, confirmed it, I realized, oh, no. And I, you know, in the exact moment, and I'm, you know, we're all just unique with Chris to play our own race. Well, my race is to write about that. The biggest story I'm going to have, and it was at this point 9:45, and there's still a game to be finished out, and we're going to go downstairs. We got to talk to Sid Block. Will talk to us, and my deadline's 11. There's no time to even think about how big this is. It's more just how am I going to write the biggest story of my career in 30 minutes. And Google's not going to forget the damn thing, you know? I mean, it'll live forever. So, anyway, I was panicking. That was my reaction, was utter shock and then utter panic. And it's now kind of starting to seep in. Now I've written four stories about it since then, starting to seep in, like, what really happened.
What's your opinion of him retiring. You know, there have been people on both sides of the aisle. Hey, good for him. He recognizes he needs to preserve his body for his future, for the rest of his life. Other people, you know, have an opinion that he's selfish and that he knew this earlier or could have made this decision earlier and not affected the Colts in the manner which he might. Where do you fall on this? I'm sure more of a reasonable voice than most.
I hope so. This is not a – I mean, first of all, you know, just – I got to tell you where it's coming from. Just like when I talk about Romeo, I make it clear how much I like Romeo. So that might – if that clouds or exaggerates what I say about him, so be it. But people need to know, you know, I like him. Same with Andrew, okay? I mean, I like him a lot. I like him a whole lot. And I don't mean as a player. I mean, obviously he's a great player. But I mean as a human being, he is wonderful. He's not just good. He's not a decent guy. He's not a pretty good guy for a superstar. He's just a great guy, period. So that's the prism through which I see this. But the reality of it as well, you know, what I think about what people are saying about Andrew and all that, that's clouded by how much I like him. But the reality of this is that this is not a physical – this isn't about his body breaking down. This is about his mentally, emotionally, he couldn't take it anymore. It in a way broke him. You know, it didn't break him permanently, but he can't do it anymore. He's broken. And so for people to think that he actually carried his charade on to this point, like just to, I don't know what the purpose of that would be, to help the Colts make money that they don't, that they're already making anyway.
Greg Doyle, Indianapolis Star, we're losing Greg. I know he is in transit right now to a press conference. We'll see if we can reconnect. I still want to talk to him not only about the Luck deal, but also IU football and their opener against Ball State. You heard Greg tease earlier in our segment that Ball State could be and may be a competitive football team this season, and we'll see what kind of interesting opener for Indiana. Greg, are you back with us now?
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, gotcha. Yep, continue on with
work. I will move. All I was going to say is that people are seeing this through their own personal prism. Like, how does this affect me? I'm a Colts fan, or I'm a fantasy football guy, or I'm whatever I am. Dodo Bird, it's not about you. This is not about you. This story has nothing to do with you. It's not even at this moment. I mean, it is ultimately, but in the moment it happened, this is an Andrew Luck story. It's not even a Colts story. This is about a human being. Human beings matter more than monoliths and things. A person matters more than the team in the real world. So this is a Luck story, and people who want to see it through any prism but that, they're seeing it wrong.
How do the Colts recover from this, if that's the right way to say it? How do they move forward from this? You obviously much more familiar about the man that's going to take over the QB position than I am, and as far as their hopes for a good season this year, how do things stand?
I think it'll be a solid season, I do. It won't be as good. You don't lose a four-time Pro Bowl quarterback, replace him with a backup, and not miss a beat. They're going to miss a beat, but that's the bad news. Obviously, the good news is that in the NFL, and I really believe this. I'm not a Colts homer, but I believe this, that the Colts might just be the team best positioned to handle something like this at a time like this. Now, that doesn't mean they're the team that can not miss a beat. They're going to miss a beat. But does it go, like 2 years ago, this happened with Luck and his shoulder, and it killed him. They went 4-12 and took him 3 years to recover. This is not 2 years ago. This franchise, the roster, Ballard, has the roster is so much better, so much deeper. The weapons around Brissett are so much better, so much better. The offensive line is so much better. The defense is better. I mean, and all the great kickers and punters are still back. And then Brissett himself, 2 years ago when he was the quarterback on that team, he joined the team 8 days before opening day. I mean, he barely knew people's names, much less the plays. And that was the season he learned on the fly and threw for 3,000 yards and acquitted himself quite well. There's about six or seven probably quarterbacks around the league that you think to yourself, they're not good enough to be a quarterback starter, but they have to be because they're good enough. There was probably one quarterback in the world that was too good to be a backup and really needs to be starting somewhere last year, and that was Jacoby Brissett. And, again, he's not Andrew Luck good, but he is starter good, and he's got a nice cast around him. So I think they'll be okay. Well, does that mean they'll be what they would have been with Luck? No.
Greg Doyle, Indianapolis Star, presented by Coffee Crossing. I know you've got to go soon. I do want to talk IU football with you for just a moment. Starting quarterback sure. Michael Penix Jr. announced in Tom Allen's Monday press conference, as we expected, the announcement would come. I'm not sure everybody expected Penix to be the starter, but there were some that thought that he would be. I think there was a little mixed opinion. Your thoughts on that? And then also, you kind of mentioned Ball State football at the start of the segment. I'm curious your thoughts on this opening game. It's at Lucas Oil. I think everybody's glad that college sports and the football season is here. What do you expect from IU football in this opener and even beyond?
I can't wait to be at that game. I'll be at that game. It's in my town, of course, but I'd have been there anyway. Put that thing in Muncie, I'd have been there. Anyway, I that's going to be great. And Ball State is not bad, but they're not going to beat IU. So let's go there first. But I love the decision to start Penix. I don't know that it's right. You know, I don't know that it's right, but I love the attempt. I do know that Einstein's insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. Peyton Ramsey's fine. I mean, he's a fine quarterback. I mean, he is. We've seen him. He's a fine quarterback. He is. But he's not a next-level quarterback. He's not going to – he can maintain what IU has. And if that's good enough, then start Peyton Ramsey because he's safe. He is a savings account with a low interest rate. You're not losing your money with Peyton Ramsey. You're not going to make a lot, but you're not losing it. Penix is he's an international stock. I mean, you could make a ton off Michael Penix, or you could lose your shirt. And we'll find out pretty quickly. But he's the guy on this roster, and Tuttle might be too in a year or two, but Penix is the guy that, like, I use in a brutal division, and we know how good the Big Ten is, and doesn't even, as we talked about, Matt, it doesn't really matter that they're better than they've been. The division's so brutal that the record might not reflect that. And I'm not saying Michael Penix also makes them a contender to beat Michigan, but or Ohio State, but they are. Penix is he's different, and we're gonna different could be very, very good. That's all I'm saying. I like the attempt. If it fails, it fails. I will never, ever, ever. Michael Penix, and he's not gonna be, but if he's terrible, and IU goes 0-2 and gets blown out by Ball State, whoever else their second game is, and they replace him with Ramsey, you'll never hear me say, "Boy, what a dumb decision by Allen." No, I'll say, "Hey, that was worth the risk."
Greg Doyle, Indianapolis Star, joining us on Tuesdays, as usual. Thoughts on the Colts and, of course, the surprise retirement of Andrew Luck, IU football as well. Greg, thanks for the chat, and we'll do it next week.
Good luck. Thank you. Bye.
Greg Doyle, Indianapolis Star, presented by Coffee Crossing. Don't forget, you can get all of your favorite Coffee Crossing drinks blended or over ice, and that's a good reminder for the summer. Although, how about the weather for high school football on Friday and even over the weekend as well? Very comfortable weather. Heard Chad Gilbert say yesterday when Lee Kelly was interviewing him, maybe the best football weather in the month of August that he can ever remember in his years as an athletic director and being around high school sports. And that's a very fair statement. Friday night was especially awesome with no rain and very, very comfortable weather conditions. Almost reminded you as a football Friday in late September or even into October as well. But good stuff. Again, Coffee Crossing brings you Greg Doyle every week here on the Hoosier Report. We're going to head to a commercial break in just a few moments. We'll come back with Mike Pegram of Pegs.com to talk some IU football, to talk IU basketball recruiting as well. I do want to mention this, you know, with college football starting for a basketball guy like myself, and I know a lot of you really basketball people as well in this area, you know, college football games are the perfect opportunity for these official visits, unofficial visits as well, to showcase a school, to showcase a university, for the basketball program to take advantage of being able to show what student life is like on the campus, which obviously is a big selling point, you can imagine, for a young kid that's trying to decide where he's going to go. So not every school, especially where basketball, you know, is meaningful as it is at IU and here in our state, not every school has a Hoosier Hysteria kickoff event. Everybody, I think, pretty much has some sort of kickoff. Some are well attended, like Indiana's and like Kentucky's. And Louisville's done some off the beaten path things. They had a preseason event last year down at 4th Street Live, which was cool and I think attracted a pretty decent crowd, or a really good crowd, but not every school gets that. Not every school gets a waiting line, to get in Assembly Hall with a canned good to kind of kick off the season, which is also, as we always talk about, a big, big recruiting opportunity. But most schools, every school has football that they can use to show off what their campus is about, and football, of course, the game itself. So that is a big reason for some of the visits, or coincides with some of the visits that are forthcoming, both for Indiana and, of course, other programs as well. I saw that Trey Kaufman of Silver Creek has a visit set coming up at a Purdue football game. I think it's the September 7th game coming up for Purdue in a few weeks, when they take on Vanderbilt. And you'll see more and more of that, whether it's at Indiana or at other local schools, or at schools where guys that are also considering Indiana or guys from in-state are considering visits during football game weekends, whether it's an unofficial visit with a younger player or an official visit with an older player, is, big opportunity. And, of course, new rules this past year. You can now take 5 official visits. It used to just be as a senior. You got 5 officials where the schools paid for your travel. Schools could pay for your visit. There are some boundaries, obviously, but a lot more flexibility than what they have on an unofficial visit. But now you can also take 5 during your junior year as well, and come back again for another 5 for your senior year if you choose to take all of your visits. We'll head to a commercial break. We'll come back with Mike Pegram of Pigs.com. We also have some other headlines I want to talk about later in the program that I couldn't fit in segment 1. So we'll do all of that and more coming up here. This is the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with. Now just sit there or leave. I don't give a f*** what you do. Now, back to the game.
Here's Matt Dennison.
And we're back. Mike Pegram of Pigs.com with us today. We'll talk some IU basketball to start off, get into some football to close out the segment. And, Mike, some pretty neat scenes over the weekend with Victor Oladipo, Calbert Chaney, and a handful of other former IU players on campus for the Victor Oladipo camp. It's a little different, though, to see old guys out on the court at Assembly Hall playing some games. But Archie Miller was there. Lots of pictures. We learned of a new alumni wall where former IU basketball players, I guess, are all going to sign a wall that to kind of keep track of everybody. But a neat event, and really cool anytime you get a chance to see a player like Victor Oladipo back on the IU campus.
Yeah, it sounds like everybody participated, had a great time, and, got a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to play hoops on the Assembly Hall floor. Calbert Chaney and a lot of other great alums were there to help Victor out. And Victor himself is a huge draw, so it's a great marketing tool for the university.
Talking to Mike Pegram of Pigs.com, let's do a little recruiting, because IU gearing up for an official visit this forthcoming weekend with Jordan Geronimo. The more I read about him, and I know you've told us this and Jeff Rabjohns has told us this, but the more I read across the country, different visits he's taking, unofficial visits, he had a busy weekend. I think he stopped at 3 different schools, but everybody highlights him or tags him as one of the biggest risers, stock risers in the country as far as his recruiting and how many schools are involved now and high major schools involved. He truly is somebody that, yes, IU's in with. Yes, IU's going to get an official visit from. But it sounds like more and more schools continue to get involved with him at a pretty serious level.
Yeah, but Indiana got in there pretty early. And like you said, he went from being unranked to a top 100 player almost overnight. And that's really unusual. I had a chance to see him play in April, and I watched him, because I had some dead time in between watching all the guys from Indiana Elite play at an Adidas event, and he played on the Adidas tour, and I'm thinking, well, this is a guy that schools like Indiana should be recruiting, because he stood out, good height for a wing, and to maybe play some small forward 3 for you. I think that's how he's listed on 247 Sports, and just a really good athlete, and probably has his best days ahead of him. A little bit raw, but yet, on that trajectory that maybe he's going to end up better than a lot of guys ranked pretty well.
Talking with Mike Pegram of Peaks.com, some recruiting topics. Trey Kaufman of Silver Creek is going to take an unofficial visit to Purdue for a football game. I think it's coming up September 7th when they play Vanderbilt. Had people ask me, when do you think Trey will next be on IU's campus? And I'd be shocked if he – I know he's been there before as well for Hoosier Hysteria. Is it likely that he could make an unofficial for a football game coming up here early in this season as well, or do you think maybe they'll save to make it a special time for him at Hoosier Hysteria?
Well, I would expect he'll make a fall visit. I don't know where it's going to work out exactly for him, but I imagine they will try for Hoosier Hysteria. I don't think there's a football game that weekend. You know, maybe the football team starts off really well, and that may be a great opportunity for him to come in late October for a visit. But Hoosier Hysteria would probably be the first priority, but it's no big deal when that happens. But I think they'll probably host him, I think, before the season starts. And I think, you know, Louisville and Xavier and other schools will be obviously vying for near-term trips as well. And Purdue's done a very good job with him early, but, you know, he's just a junior, so he might not be getting serious until after his season's over.
Mike, I know a lot of the discussion or a lot of the news out there with Trey Kaufman right now is a Louisville scholarship offer. He was at Cincinnati and received an offer there, or this school's beginning to get involved with him, whoever it may be. People say, hey, is Indiana really serious with this kid? You know, are they in a good spot with him early? And you mentioned Purdue getting involved. I can remember Purdue assistant Greg Gary down in Sellersburg for an open gym or a practice very, very early on Trey Kaufman. But with Purdue and then Indiana, I feel like those were the two that really got involved with him at a serious level, offered scholarships at a pretty serious, or I should say, at a pretty early point as well in his high school career, about as early as you see scholarship offers go out. So even though more recently it might be Louisville this or Cincinnati that, when you think of the two high major schools at least that jumped in early, I think Indiana and Purdue, didn't they offer scholarships almost like back-to-back days, if I remember correctly?
Yeah, that happens sometimes, especially with Indiana kids. They don't want to be looking like they're coming in late or didn't have as much confidence in the kid as the other school. And I think that happened in late June when he – and that would have happened earlier than June if he hadn't had a minor injury that kept him off the court in April and in early May. But once he got healthy, I think it was a wrist injury or something, that he showed what he could do at team camps and some other team, high school team stuff that they had in June. The offers came in from the two big ones in the state.
Talking to Mike Pegram of Peaks.com, I want to transition to some football quickly before we let you go. Any surprise from you when Coach Allen made the quarterback announcement yesterday?
No, I mean, media members watch practice, and we love to, you know, ask each other who you think will be the guy. And most of us did say Michael Penix, that was my choice all along from the beginning because he has just has a stronger arm, taller guy too, and has the running ability. But the strength of the arm, and it's not just how hard he throws it, but how efficient he throws the ball. And he did well when he played last year in just a couple games that he got serious action in. And I think was on his way to becoming the number one guy if he had gotten hurt. So he missed the spring, so it wasn't an obvious thing. And Peyton Ramsey had a really good preseason camp and made this a close race.
Mike Pegram, Peaks.com. Mike's always with us Tuesdays on the program. It's game week for IU football, the opener here coming up this weekend against Ball State, a game that we played at Lucas Oil Stadium. Obviously, a lot to figure out early in the season about this Indiana team and where they could go this season. One thing we do know and have talked about is this toughness of their schedule, especially within the Big Ten Conference and their division. What do you expect to see this weekend? Obviously, Penix announced as the starting quarterback, and it's believed that, you know, it's not going to be, I don't think, other opportunities for quarterbacks, at least in this first game unless something were to go wrong, which I don't think that will be the case. But what else do you expect to track closely in this first game to really give yourself a read and the ability to see what this Indiana team could accomplish on the football field this season?
Well, Ball State did not have a great season last year, but is expected to be better. Most of their key players are back. Neutral environments, especially in Oakford, can be tricky to manage, and I don't think there'll be a terribly large crowd at Lucas Oil Stadium. And the jitters could be an issue. You know, turnovers could make it a closer game than expected. But I would think Indiana could run on Ball State with Stevie Scott, a proven running back, and have really good depth behind him. And if they establish the run, then they could really see what Michael can do at quarterback. And one of the nice things for him is that the receivers are very experienced, about as good a collection of receivers as I've seen in Indiana. Maybe there's no superstar, no future first three rounds of the NFL kind of player, but it's really deep and really solid guys with size and strength to catch the ball and do something with it.
Mike Pegram, Pegs.com, with us talking IU football. I saw a departure announced from the IU football program, Ivory Winters. Talk a little bit about that and any surprise to see someone, especially at this point of the year, leave the program.
We had wondered about him because he comes from about as small a high school I've ever seen in Missouri. And we could tell just interviewing him in a month or so ago, it was a difficult transition to a big school environment from where he's been, where he had to play both ways, and it was like 20 guys in his class, and it was just a crazy adjustment that he had, and he showed he had definite potential, but it is a position that Indiana has a lot of depth with Stevie Scott and Ronnie Walker and Cole Guest and a talented one of their highest ranked freshmen in Samson James. So they'll be okay, but it's just been one of those things where, it was a big adjustment for him going from a really small area of the country to a big college.
Mike Pegram with Pegs.com. Mike, thank you for the chat. Thanks for joining us, as always, every Tuesday, and look forward to doing it again with you next week.
All right, Matt. Take care.
Mike Pegram, Pegs.com, our guest. Head to a commercial break. Come back. Got a couple other headlines to chat about. Romeo Langford Court, the new outdoor court at the new park in Floyd County. It's right behind Northside Church in New Albany. It's been named Court of the Month. We'll talk about that. Also, a couple other recruiting things to catch up on as well as we wrap up this Tuesday program. After this, on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
A basketball hero around here is treated like a god.
Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Most people would kill to be treated like a god just for a few moments.
Here's Matt Dennison.
And we're back on this Tuesday edition of the program. Final segment, couple headlines we couldn't fit in earlier. But Romeo Langford Court, I know a lot of you have checked it out. It's in New Albany. It's behind Northside Christian Church at the latest park in Floyd County, Kevin Hammersmith Memorial Park. Great court, absolutely first class. From the goals to the surface, it's just one of the best outdoor courts that I have seen. Which doesn't surprise me here in this basketball-crazed area. But it was named Court of the Month by a Nova Sports publication that tracks those sorts of things. So neat to see the court named after Romeo Langford get honored and recognized. The crazy thing is, if that's the Court of the Month, and it's, again, outstanding for an outdoor court, wait till they see the one going up right behind it. It's the same type of court, the same type of material, the same first-class goals, scoreboard on Romeo Court, also a scoreboard on this new court. The only difference is it's undercover. It's open air, undercover, under roof. It was donated by Elliot Phillips, a developer in New Albany and in this area that's built a lot of commercial developments and apartments and other things over the years, but just wanted to do something nice in a new park and a basketball court that not only is built first class, but can be played on, I guess, really in all weather conditions. It's going to be something unlike I've ever seen. In fact, I've seen some similar structures maybe overseas in some different countries, but I've never seen anything like it around here. It's essentially an open-air, undercover outdoor basketball court. So if you see the big structure going up behind Romeo Langford Court, that's what it is. It's Elliott Phillips Basketball Pavilion that's actually got a cover on it. So there will be two of the nicest outdoor courts that I think exist anywhere right there at Kevin Hammersmith Memorial Park. So make sure you check it out. Also, a note on a local player, you know, lots about local guys getting scholarship offers, local guys getting college attention. I always like talking about the young players because it means that our game in this area is going to be so exciting to follow, not just now, but for the next couple years as well. And what do you know, another player on Silver Creek's team with a Division I scholarship offer. This is Brandon Northern. He's the son of Bryant Northern, who played at Jeffersonville, went on to play at Louisville for a period of time, and was a great player himself. Bryant currently trains a lot of the players in the area with individual instruction and small group training, but Brandon Northern, just a sophomore, got an offer recently from Alabama A&M University. So he's got some great days ahead of him as the point guard of this Silver Creek team. He played in a fairly reserved role last year with all the senior leadership that Silver Creek had to go along with at the guard spot, in addition to some of the young standouts, obviously, like Kaufman and Jacoby. Those guys, obviously, with lots of Division I interest, Trey at a high level, Cooper at more of a mid-major level, but Brandon Northern getting his first scholarship offer as well. That's really a rare thing. Three players, all three underclassmen, no seniors, on the same high school team that have Division I scholarship offers. Pretty impressive. And Brandon Northern is going to be a fun player, a fun playmaker as well to watch over the next few years of high school basketball. But you can add him to the list of guys currently in our immediate area receiving Division I attention or Division I scholarship offers. Good for him to get that at a very, very young age. Also, I mentioned Trey Kaufman going to visit Purdue coming up. It is September 7th. That's when the Boilermakers will host Vanderbilt in a football game. And, of course, Indiana, I can't imagine, won't take advantage and try to coordinate with Trey and his family to get him on campus, at least for Hoosier Hysteria, if not also for a football game at some point this season. Well, we made it through the tough part of the summer as far as a radio show and as far as being a sports fan. You know, thankfully, we're in an area where there's always something to talk about. There's always some basketball going on of some level. There's always good people to have on and talk to. But now that college football is returning this week, and now that the preparations are beginning for the return of college basketball, we've got some really good days ahead of us this fall and, of course, this winter with football transitioning into basketball. So if you don't listen every day and you catch us from time to time, now's that time of year where we hope that you'll be with us every day at 11 o'clock. The replay most days at 3 o'clock here on the Big X, streaming at BigXSportsRadio.com. Podcast after the fact available on Apple Podcast. You can subscribe there for free, obviously, and catch us every day. And we're also on SoundCloud as well at SoundCloud.com/Hoosier Report. Again, SoundCloud.com/Hoosier Report. A little bit more on programming this week. High school football on Friday. We've got the Floyd Central Providence game is going to be our Southern Indiana game of the week. So obviously we'll have that game. We'll also have Seymour at Jeffersonville. Lee Kelly's going to go down to New Albany at Castle. So we're going to have access to three games again this Friday with our football coverage that begins at 6 o'clock with the kickoff show. So I'll have more on what's to come later this week as far as high school football goes. But I can tell you those will be the three games that we'll be focusing on as far as the opportunity to have some play-by-play and regular updates from. That's going to wrap up this Tuesday show. Again, thanks to Lee Kelly, who filled in for me yesterday. Glad to be back with you today. Tomorrow is Wednesday. We'll have some good guests and a good show lined up for you. Make sure you join us at 11 o'clock for the live program right here on the Big X Sports Radio. That's going to do it. I'll be back with you tomorrow. This is the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.